Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And when you get there, you will see my email address on top of the page, so you can contact me for questions or prayer requests or for any other reason. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and a whole lot of other funny sounding places? Thanks again for listening today. As we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you for each and every person who hears these words. And I pray today for them, and not only them, but everyone they love and all the things they care about. I carry this simple prayer in my heart for them every day, Father, that their lives would be heaven on earth and nothing less. I pray that they be blessed and healthy and full of joy. And I give you thanks through all these things and for all these things, through Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, Know the Truth, Be Free. We begin in John chapter 8, verse 31. Then he said to the Jews who believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then John chapter 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. In Ephesians chapter 4, where it says, For there is one body and one spirit, just as you've been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where it says, For he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Then we go to Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless in love. As I was praying today, these verses came into my heart, and I looked them up and read them. And as I was thinking about them, our loving Father spoke to me. He asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, My lovely loved ones, it is time to know the truth that makes you free. Miracles, signs, and wonders will not make you free. Only knowing the truth that you are free already will make you free. As it is written, my works were finished before the foundation of the world. I calculated all that was needed for every variation of choice you could ever make for your life and created all that you would ever need before I rested from my labor. Long before you came to earth, all things you could ever need were already provided. Believing that you are lacking is what keeps you from entering into the promised rest. Believing that you're lacking or that I need to give you anything that I've not already given you is living in unbelief. As it is written, I have already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. You lack nothing except the understanding of who you are and what you possess. My loved ones, it is written that you are complete in Christ. What does complete mean? It is also written that you have an anointing from me, and you know all things. There is nothing for you to do except to believe the truth of who you are and of what you already have. You will not know who you are by looking at external things or listening to external voices. When my son said to continue in his word, he didn't mean a book of written words. You are the new creation, and my laws for your life are not written with ink on pages, but are written in love in your heart, where I dwell. As I said, I will write my laws on your heart and in your mind. I will live in you and be your God, and you will be my people. On the day of Pentecost, when the new creation church was formed, we didn't pass out books and instruction manuals. What was given was the realization that the part of you that is eternally alive is one with my spirit. You have the teacher inside you and need no one to teach you from the outside. This teacher will lead and guide you into all truth and show you things to come. The truth is that you are one with me, just as my firstborn declared when he said, I and my Father are one. This is true of you also. Believing you are or have ever been separated from me is what keeps you from living in the truth of who you are. Once you know the truth that you are a heavenly being and my direct descendant, you will be free from all the lies and pains of the world. Once you truly know with all of your heart that you are already seated in heavenly places, far above all, then you will begin to live out this truth. Think of the story of the one you call the prodigal son. He fell all the way into the pig slop, but he never stopped being a son or being an heir of his father. Does this sound familiar? Are you tired of eating the pig slop called religion? Are you ready to realize that you have a righteous robe and new shoes and a party waiting for you? I am your loving father, and I will wash you with tears of joy and kiss away all the pig slop from your life. You are my delight, and I am so ready for you to know who you are and how much you are loved. My loved ones, hear me once again. You are lacking nothing. Remember what was written in the book you call Hebrews. He that believes enters into the rest. If you believe you're lacking, then you will experience lack. If you believe you're not healthy, you will experience sickness. As it was written over and over, it will be unto you according to your faith. So why not believe the truth? Here is the truth as it is written. You were justified, sanctified, and glorified. You are my heir, and all that I have is yours already. You and I are one. We are not separate. As my firstborn is, so are you in the world. It is time to know the truth that makes you free from all the cares of the world by knowing that you are from above and not below. Your spirit and my spirit are one spirit. I'm closer to you than your breath. And although I am everywhere always, you will find me when you turn inside, and not outside. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You realizing that you're one of us is the truth that makes you free. As it is written in the Psalms, you are all God's and sons of the Most High. Did my son not verify this? Remember when he said, does it not say in your scriptures that you are God's, and the scriptures cannot be broken? As long as you see yourselves as mortal beings, you will live as mortal beings. When you begin to understand that you are my children and are not mortal men, but gods from God, then you will live as you believe. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So awaken to the truth, my loved ones. You are my beloved gods whom I sent from heaven, just as I sent my firstborn into the world. I knit your spirit to your body in your mother's womb. The explosion of light that happens at conception is my spirit birthing your spirit into your body. You are fearfully and wonderfully and heavenly made. Everything reproduces after its kind. Dogs produce dogs. Cats produce cats. And God produces gods. You are my offspring, and I adore you. Finally, my loved ones, know the truth, know who you are, and be free. This is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you, each and every single one, and I pray for you all daily. Be blessed and well, and I'll see you soon.